Lee Carmichael has gone from being a graphic designer to leading one of the most successful festivals probably in the history of Tasmania in terms of its economic, social and artistic output. But was it all part of a master plan? You can get face-to-face with him. He's giving a talk soon. I thought I'd get him in to look at the, I guess, the man behind the festival and the stories. Hello, Lee.
Morning, Rick.
Often you're in here when something's exploding.
Yes.
And going very poorly, or there's controversy. So it's nice to just have a chat and see how you ended up here. What was your plan? Did you have a plan to become a festival director?
No plan. I was freelancing and struggling, actually, to make a dollar in Tassie, and got contracted to design the Moo Brew labels, and it all kind of unfolded from there.
At what point did the offer get made to you? And what was that conversation like?
Well, I had a year on Moo Brew. The labels were pretty tough. It took a while. I got to know David Walsh during that process. We launched them. They went well. And then David, I remember he just revealed the plans for this museum, which no one had heard of at that stage, and said, you know, would you like a full-time gig? And, of course, I jumped at it. And that was about 10 years ago. And I'm still clinging on.
And was the offer initially to put a festival up in the middle of winter? Is that what he wanted you for, or he just wanted you in the mix?
No, my original contract was to be the designer, branding person, marketing person for Mona, which was, that was in 2006. Brian Ritchie and Rosemary Miller from SAC actually approached Marilla Estate then about 2008 with the idea for a festival, and then we joined. That turned into Mona Foma, the summer version. Then we opened the museum in 2011, and Dark Mofo wasn't born until 2013.
So that's quite recent, that addition.
Yeah, it's only four or five years ago. Yeah. It feels like it's been around forever in a sense, and it kind of still feels kind of new. So, yeah.
What are the stress levels like comparing putting a new brand out, the Mona brand, the Moo Brew brand, as opposed to putting a festival program out?
Festivals are tough. Live events are hard. Anyone involved in the industry knows all your planning has to all come together on one day for 1 hour or 1 week or whatever the period is. I think with identities and logos, if it's not quite right, you can just keep going. You do it the next day until it is. But festivals, you kind of get one shot.
And so far, those shots have all come off pretty well. And you've had invitations then to participate in a few other things. So the vision for Macquarie Point, for example. And you also were involved in that art tower. And they had quite different public responses. And in some ways, surprisingly different. So the art tower, much like any skyscraper development here, the public generally just went, nah, what are you thinking? Did you expect such an angry response to that? It had health values, it would have nice views.
Not really, but you never really know what the response is going to be. And you can't, I think when you're creating something, you just have to focus on the project and really do what you think is right or the best for that particular project and deal with the response when it happens. I think if you get caught, you're kind of thinking too far ahead if you're worrying about what might happen. You have to consider it, but I really think the most important thing is to focus on the project at hand.
And then with the Macquarie Point development, and I know that next week there's going to be another series of announcements about that. I just saw an invite to that, so I don't know what that will be, but it's interesting. The proposal there was to, as in part, make it a memorial to the Black Wars, which was pretty bold. And it seems the public embraced that quite strongly.
It was interesting. I think we felt that one might not go so well, and it did. And with the art tower, that might be kind of more liked, and it wasn't. Although some people did. Our role for Macquarie Point initially was just to focus on trying to get some public space for it, you know, and more public space than was earmarked. So that was where we started. And then we built a relationship up with Greg Lehman throughout the year, and the Black War Memorial or the Aboriginal Truth and Reconciliation Park kind of came next. And we weren't sure how it was going to go, but we believed in it, and we still do.
And is that idea still there? It's still there in the mix?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, you're not involved anymore with that, are you?
Or? No, not at the moment. Uh-huh. Maybe there will be a role in the future, but at the moment we're busy. And we're just letting Macquarie Point Development Corporation push forward with the government. And, I mean, obviously we're keeping an eye on it because of our interest in it and the work that we did. But at the moment, yeah, we're happy on the sidelines.
You're listening to Lee Carmichael, Creative Director of Dark Mofo. It's 20 past 7 on ABC Radio Hobart. He's speaking at Tasmanian College of the Arts Forum, 12:30 at the Deschenaux Lecture Theatre. And that's it, on this Friday. Coming up there. Is it an interview format or are you going to be just speaking for an hour?
No, I was just asked to speak. Yep. I try not to in the lead up to the festival when I can, but for some reason I agreed. We've got a good relationship with you, Taz, so I think that's important. Yeah, I'm just going to be talking about some of the underlying themes of Dark Mofo, my 10 years at Mona, answering some of the questions that, you know, you've just asked or posed.
Did you grow up in Tassie?
Yes, yep, down in the Huon Valley until I was about 18, and then went through Hobart College, the art school, and somehow ended up at Mona.
And you have a family as well? Is your partner Tasmanian?
She is, yeah. She's from the Huon Valley as well, down in Cygnet. Three children. My eldest is nearly 18, so almost not children anymore, but yeah.
And your training in graphic design, like since then, have you done work to study festival curation? Does anyone even teach that, or do you literally are you learning this as you go?
I think there are formal curation courses, but I haven't done any. For me, it all revolves around creativity and creating things, and I think it's the same mindset across design or architecture or festivals or performance or dance. It's all about creation, and that's what I try and do, and you just make it up as you go along and you learn quickly.
What do you do to keep your kind of creative edge honed?
I read as much as I can in the kind of philosophy and mythology space. I read a lot of books, try and travel when I can. Luckily, you know, working at Mona has given me the opportunity to go overseas quite a bit. So, yeah, very lucky. Just try and suck as much stuff in as you can. They say that if good stuff goes in, then you got more chance of good stuff coming out. So I guess that's my philosophy around that.
What about the teams of people that you've worked with and building those teams? Do you find people here who can do that and work at that level? Because the bar really got raised, you know, right across Mona in terms of hospitality.
Yeah, we have to bring in... Unfortunately, I have to bring in about half our team. It's getting, you know, slow. More and more locals are joining as we go through, which is great. I never wanted to be a middle manager. It was my kind of, you know, that for me is a nightmare. But I love working with our team here. I love building the teams. Kind of young and energetic, and it's the part of the job that I never thought I would enjoy, but I absolutely love it.
Lee Carmichael, you can hear more from him this Friday at the Deschenaux Lecture Theatre. Good to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, Rick.